بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Consideration for beggars, the rights of beggars. Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a beggar has a right even though he comes riding on horseback. Even though a beggar may be well dressed, it should not hinder one from giving him something. However, grave warnings have been sounded in regard of those who beg without being really needy. To beg without any need is in fact acquiring coals of Jahannam. If such a beggar confronts a person, he may give him something or excuse himself in a dignified manner. If it is appropriate, one may also enlighten the beggar about the grave warnings regarding begging. Imam Qurtubi and Allama al-Rusi rahimahumallah have also written that one may refuse in a dignified manner. If one has nothing to give, Ummu Bujaid radiyallahu ta'ala anha once said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, sometimes beggars come to my door and I have nothing to give them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you have nothing to give besides a burnt hoof, give it. Note, the object of the hadith is that when a beggar stands at one's door in the hope of receiving something, he should not be disappointed. In those times, animal hooves were also cooked. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that as trivial as a burnt hoof may be, it should be given in the absence of anything better. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.